This is Jay Sekulow. We've got a litigation update and more developments as the UN vote on the defamation of religion in 24 hours.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We've got a lot to talk about. I need to give you also some updates. So we are having great success and victories on the cases that are coming in, mostly involving the schools and the whole issue of religious expression during the holiday season, during Christmas. Just got to, you know, always hear the dispute over the candy cane has the message about Jesus on it being distributed by a student. School says no. Well, I'm happy to report that all of the cases we've had, and we just closed another one, have been resolved successfully. And all of the Christmas cases actually have been resolved successfully. So some really positive developments on that front. We posted on ACLJ.org an update on three cases that we've got resolved just in the last, literally in the last couple of days. And the good news is that we're seeing quick victories on these kind of cases, although we're expecting a major decision, by the way, tomorrow from the Illinois Supreme Court on the issue of pharmacists and the right of conscience. But we had a case involving, another case involving a Christmas card where it said, Happy Holidays was okay, you can't say Christmas. Then we got that resolved successfully. Then we had a church that was being zoned out of its community. That has been resolved successfully. And how about this? A Christian Bible club being told that you can't be a Bible club if you're just for Christians. In other words, if it's just to study and have Bible study within the context of the Christian faith. All of those have been resolved. These are, we're getting more coming in right now, but the good news is, Jordan, this has been the quietest as far as just good results on the Christmas season. This has been the best in a long time.
Yeah, I think people have talked about issues that have come up. I know Bill O'Reilly's talked about some on the air, but if you notice, all of those issues are resolved with phone calls and a quick call from a lawyer to one of these state agencies or to the school. There's some companies, again, usually these companies are changing their policies immediately when someone catches on to it, when some group catches on
when
to the organization.
When they say, you know, you can't say Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
we're
right.
Not having any of that this
year.
No,
I mean, those companies immediately change their policy or correct whoever, whatever spokesperson or management person who put those policies in place, they immediately correct them.
Yeah, so that's good news there. We're going to be taking your calls on a variety of topics. What's happening in your community at Christmas? What about the fact that we are, folks, 24 hours away from the issue of the vote at the United Nations on the defamation of religion? I hope we're on the threshold of victory. Our phone lines are open for you. What about this threat of jihadists? 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. If you want information about your rights at Christmas, nativity scene displays, what you can do in school, just a few days left of school, you go right to the website at aclj.org. And also, let me encourage you, many people this time of year ask how they can support the work of the ACLJ with the year-end gift. We've got our website set up so you can do it right online. It says make a donation on the first part of the website, right on the right-hand section. You can't miss it. Make a donation. Join us online. If everybody listening to us right now were to make a donation of $5, $10, or $25, it would go a long way in protecting your rights and all of our rights, both here in the United States and literally around the globe. As I said, our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. Jordan, what is on tap for tomorrow at the UN? It looks like it's going to be the vote.
It does look like the vote's going to happen. Again, we may have that vote before we're on air. We may not have that vote until after. It just depends on how the UN operates. A lot of times they're behind and could even be delayed till Friday. You just don't know when the UN General Assembly is voting. But as it looks right now, what we're looking for is for the no's and abstentions to outweigh the yes votes.
Which will be huge.
If that happens, we are able to claim victory. The OIC has been defeated, and that battle continues.
Yes, folks, here's the number. If you want to add, this is the last, really, the last day or two to do it right here. 1-877-989-2255. If you want to go ahead and add your name to our petition going to the UN, we want to get to 400,000. We are really close. We need all of you to participate. 1-877-989-2255. And by the way, when you call in, I'm going to send you our DVD that we shot in Israel. Deals with all of these issues on location in Israel. 1-877-989-2255. Also, updated information at aclj.org. Back with your calls in a moment.
This is it. This week, a decisive vote expected at the United Nations, a vote that puts Christians at great risk worldwide. The Organization of the Islamic Conference is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. This anti-Christian measure endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak out about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death.
Basically, criminalize the proclamation of the gospel.
A vote on this troubling resolution is now just days away, scheduled to take place this week at the UN. The American Center for Law and Justice already has heard from nearly 400,000 people opposing this dangerous resolution. There's still time to have your voice heard at the UN General Assembly. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And if you call today, we'll send you the ACLJ's DVD on Israel, a special look at the Holy Land, free of charge. Stand up to protect the Christian faith and get your free DVD on the Holy Land. The American Center for Law and Justice wants to share with you one of the most inspiring and life-changing places in the world. The ACLJ has prepared a special DVD on Israel. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We put together a very dynamic DVD special on Israel, and I want to send it to you.
It's a powerful behind-the-scenes look at a nation that means so much to Christians.
It shows you the work we're doing there. It gives you a behind-the-scenes look as to what's going on. It takes you to a number of the historic sites, interviews with some of the leading government officials in Israel.
And now you can get this two-hour DVD presentation on the Holy Land free of charge. The ACLJ's gift to you. Call now 1-877-989-2255.
I want to encourage you to call the number right now and let this be our gift to you.
That's 1-877-989-2255.
This is something you're going to want to have for your library. It's a great resource for your Bible study groups. This is something you're going to want to have.
This is my right, a right given by God.
We're going to go right to our phones. We've got a lot of calls coming in. Again, if you want to make sure that you can participate in our action up at the United Nations, you literally could be there with us tomorrow, in a sense, when we have the vote. We've got a team that'll be broadcasting from New York. Now, it may not be, as Jordan said, we may not get a result until Friday, so we'll certainly have a report live on tomorrow's broadcast, maybe Friday till we get the vote. What we're hoping for is the no's and abstentions outweigh the yeses. If that happens, that's a victory. And what we need to explain to everybody is why that would be a victory. You still may have more yes than no's, but the no's and abstentions would outweigh the yeses.
That's right. That means that there's not support. There's not broad range of support from countries. That means that there's countries who are saying we're not even comfortable by voting abstention. They're saying we're not comfortable making a decision on this issue at all. So, folks, again, it's important to understand the UN is different than the legislature. It's not like not showing up to vote. You actually vote abstention. And so that would be a big loss to the Organization of the Islamic Conference. But again, we'll have to see how the votes turn out, and we'll be able to go through and read off some of those countries that are now abstaining, whether any of the OIC countries continue their abstention votes or even their no votes. Three of those countries who are members of the OIC have voted no in the past, last time it was in the other committee, so it'll be interesting to see if those votes remain.
Here's what we want you to do. If you want that DVD we shot in Israel, you call our toll-free number. If you want to sign this petition that we put together, going to the UN, this is really going to be the last day for you to do it because the vote's going to be tomorrow. So we need everybody that's listening that has not done so to do it today, and here's why. We want to get as close to 400,000 as we can. We're very, very close. We're well over 393,000 or so. We need to get to 400,000. What an impact that is going to make on this issue, and you really become part of our team. So if you want to add your name to this petition, if you haven't done so, I'm going to give you the number. And if you want our free DVD, we'll send that to you as well. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign up online. And by the way, when you go to ACLJ.org, why don't you make a donation at the end of the year here to the work of the American Center for Law and Justice?
Let's go right to the phones, 1-800-684-3110, if you want to talk to us on air. Todd's calling from Wyoming online. For Todd, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Todd.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Thank you for all that you're doing.
Great.
I just wanted to give you some encouragement. When I was at church last night, I made a prayer request for God to grant you some big favor when you go before the General Assembly tomorrow. And we got, I know personally, over 500 people that are just hoping and praying that this doesn't come to pass.
Well, Todd, I'll tell you something. I never like to count it before it happens, but as Jordan just said, and I think it's worth repeating, if we get more no's and abstentions than they get yeses, this is a huge defeat for the Organization of the Islamic Conference and this defamation of religion, because not only are the no's and abstentions outweighing the yeses, but it's showing a trend for the first time that, in fact, the vote has shifted. There's been no vote shift before until right now.
That's right. It's all about education. You've got to educate these countries and these representatives about what these votes mean. What does this resolution really mean? Because, listen, when it comes down to it, you look in these South American countries, you look in the Caribbean and Latin America, predominantly Christian. And when you explain to these countries what this will mean to Christian minorities in the Middle East and in other Islamic countries around the world, they understand why you have to vote no or at least abstain when it comes to the defamation of religion resolution.
You know, and what's important about this, folks, is, number one, this has been we've been working on this, as most of you know, for many, many months. We've produced significant legal work on this. We've got our staff. It's been in New York going back up in the morning. They'll be there for the vote. We've got our teams out of the European Center for Law and Justice. We literally mobilized our global resources because I think this threat from radical jihadists is serious, and we've got to take it seriously. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. Let's go right back to the phones.
Jim's calling from Colorado on line 3. Jim, welcome to JSEC U Live.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jay. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I appreciate your work, sir. I did sign the petition.
Great.
But I had a question. If this vote does pass, how will it affect us and how quickly? And I'll get off and listen to your
Okay. Here's the thing. If they get more, if for some reason they were to get more yeses than no and abstentions, you've got a General Assembly resolution that says defamation of Islam violates a General Assembly resolution of the United Nations. They will use that. And this is, Jordan talked about this yesterday. Back in their home countries, they will utilize that in the primarily Muslim countries to justify Sharia application against human rights. And ultimately, that could result in, I hate to say this, but death. I mean, the serious consequences. Now, if there are more no's than abstentions, they're going to this. It's a big defeat for them. But if there's a yes, it'll have direct impact on those host countries.
That's right. And that's why this is such a major vote here at the United Nations, because when you look at the vote and you look at what this means and you look at what this means to not just missions work, but Christians who already live in these countries, who are Christian minorities. This means that if you talk about your faith as being the true faith, not even mentioning Islam, just that your faith is the true faith, you are then defaming another religion, and you could be criminally prosecuted under the guise of a UN human rights resolution, which means these countries, many of which have signed on to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, would be able to criminally prosecute people because of their faith and because they talked about their faith. I'm not talking about going out there and even being on the corner and saying that Islam is wrong. I'm talking about in your own church, talking about your faith being correct, why it's correct, giving an altar call. That would be defaming another religion. That means you could be criminally prosecuted.
Especially in these Muslim-dominated countries. So the ramifications are serious. Folks, this is the last day for you to sign the petition. We encourage you to go to your phones right now and sign up. This is it. The vote's tomorrow. 1-877-989-2255 is the number. That's 1-877-989-2255. Also, and I think this is really important, get that DVD we produced, two-hour DVD that we produced in Israel. You want that as well. Again, just call toll-free and we'll send it right out to you. 1-877-989-2255.
Let's go back to the phones. Rachel's calling from Texas on line 5. Rachel, welcome to JSEC U Live.
Hi, Rachel.
Good morning. I wanted to say that, yes, I'm convinced that the jihadists are the most dangerous group today. And I wanted to tell your listeners, and most of them have heard of the DVD Obsession, but I want to tell everybody that this is such an effective DVD.
There's also a book out right now called The Confrontation, which is, I'm reading it right now, and it is phenomenal. It traces the whole history of this. And you're right. I think this is the threat of our lifetime, and we have to be cognizant of the fact that this is a threat that we're going to have to deal with on a geopolitical level. Now, here's the interesting thing. Understand, especially to our members of the American Center for Law and Justice, look how uniquely we're positioned here. We've got our offices across from the Capitol and the Supreme Court of the United States in the center of the free world in Washington, D.C. We're in the center of Europe in Strasbourg, France. We're in the center of what used to be the Soviet Empire, Moscow. And we've deployed our lawyers and our resources and our government affairs teams literally around the globe. And what a difference it makes. It makes a huge difference when you've got the ability to do that. And that's exactly and precisely what we're doing. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. 800-684-3110.
Let's go back to the phones again. Let's go to Josie calling from Florida on line 6. Josie, welcome to JSEC U Live.
Hi, you're on the air.
Joe, my name is Jose.
Okay.
Sorry. How's it going, Jay and Jordan? Last week, I called a local sports station over here last Tuesday, and I gave a little comment about a football game. And everybody knows Tim Tebow's a born-again Christian. So I quoted what Tim Tebow said. He said, first thing, I want to give thanks to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So when I hung up the phone and I checked to see the 20-second delay, they bleeped out the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this is the political correctness that it's just absurd and outrageous.
I will say this though, Jose, I think sporting events is one of the last times, especially live when they're covering the events, that they don't have the ability to do that. And when you see the players and use, I think Tim Tebow when he won the Heisman again this year, last year, the first thing he said was, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see a lot of football players and athletes, they say that right away, right in the beginning
this
of
way
their
they
statements,
can't.
And it's on the air.
Yeah, so it's a timing thing. Once you get into it, though, you're right. They can start with the delays, but once you start with it, it's not such a bad way to just, at least you got the words out. But it should not be a situation where that it's, you know, unauthorized to do this. Back to the phones we go.
Let's go to Bill calling from Illinois on line one. Bill, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Bill.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for all that you do.
Sure.
I appreciate it. Up in Alaska, they have a hate crime going on there, or did go on Friday night when they had that fire in the church.
At Governor Palin's church, yeah.
Church, yep. Yes. And I do know that some federal officials were there.
It's being investigated right now, both domestically within the state of Alaska's Bureau of Investigation, as well as Federal Bureau of Investigation as well. First of all, she was a vice presidential candidate. Secondly, it's a burning of a church, and that always gets federal involvement. We'll see what it entails. I mean, you burn something down, it's called a crime, and it should be prosecuted, and hopefully they'll be able to catch the persons that perpetrated this. It's a really great church up there and really unfortunate. We're getting ready to take a break, folks. When we come back, more of your calls. Tell us what's happening in your community at this Christmas season. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Now, if you want to make a donation at the end of the year here to the ACLJ, just go to aclj.org and donate online. We certainly would appreciate it. And for those of you that want that DVD that we did in Israel, as well as this is the last day to sign on that petition going to the United Nations because of the votes tomorrow, and I want to get to 400,000. Every one of you that are listening needs to do that and sign up right now. Get that DVD, but sign your name to that petition.
Call 877-989-2255. That's the toll-free number you call now to sign the petition as well as get that free DVD. This is it, folks. The vote looks like it's going to be tomorrow, so you want to add your name to the petition right now and also get that copy of that special DVD so you're informed on all these issues. Call again right now. This is the number. It's toll-free, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits. This is it. This week, a decisive vote expected at the United Nations. A vote that puts Christians at great risk worldwide. The Organization of the Islamic Conference is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. This anti-Christian measure endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak out about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death.
Basically, criminalize the proclamation of the gospel.
A vote on this troubling resolution is now just days away, scheduled to take place this week at the UN. The American Center for Law and Justice already has heard from nearly 400,000 people opposing this dangerous resolution. There's still time to have your voice heard at the UN General Assembly. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And if you call today, we'll send you the ACLJ's DVD on Israel. Special look at the Holy Land, free of charge. Stand up to protect the Christian faith and get your free DVD on the Holy Land.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. 800-684-3110 is the number. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you're just joining us, tomorrow's the vote at the United Nations. We've been working on this for months. It's coming down to a vote tomorrow, and I think we're going to see a victory. So we're still praying and still working very hard. Team will be in New York tomorrow. We'll broadcast from New York as well. And then either by tomorrow or Friday, we'll certainly have the results of the vote there. We're also getting reports coming out of the Middle East, and we're very concerned about this. This is an area of the country and the world that we're very concerned with, and that is for Christians in the persecuted areas. But even in Iraq, in the city of Nineveh, hundreds of thousands of Assyrian Christians, which is a minority population, obviously, in that area, have fled the country because of threats from Islamic militants that have grown so bad that the United States government entity is now labeled Iraq among, this is the International Commission on Religious Freedom, amongst the most dangerous places on earth for Christians. So this is, obviously, these are regional pockets. That's the problem. It's not always, it's not the national governments here, it's the regional government. We see the same thing in Egypt.
That's right. And in Mosul, which is a Kurdish city in Iraq, half of the 20,000 Christians there have already left. The other half have been facing persecutions, bombings of churches. You've got the leaders who have, you know, flogged in the street, those kind of seeds, all because they are part of minority religious groups. Things like the Chaldean Catholics, the Syrian Christians, and other smaller sects of Christianity who are been in those regions for thousands of years are now being persecuted, even after the U.S. forces that are there. Of course, the forces can't be in every city and every town, but this is widespread, and why the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has said that Iraq is one of the most dangerous places in the world for members of minority religions. Let's go back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Richard's calling from California on line 3. Richard, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Richard.
I wanted to know what, Jay, is the school districts allowed to enforce telling the kids that they're not allowed to call it Christmas break? It can only be called winter break.
Absolutely not. We've just solved a couple of cases. If you go to ACLJ.org, it's up on our front page in our daily trial notebook posting. We just had one where an art teacher told the students to do a holiday card, a greeting card for an art project. You can, you know, put anything in it. This student put in Merry Christmas, and that became a constitutional crisis. We've got that resolved. We had one of the candy cane cases. You get them every year. Student wants to hand out the candy cane, which has the message of Jesus as attached to it. School said no. We got that changed. School said yes. So as Jordan said at the beginning of the program, we're really getting these wrapped up very quickly, and that's a good thing. So there's positive developments along the way on that front.
Let's go back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Chuck's calling from Kentucky online. 5. Chuck, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, thanks, guys. I just had a comment about the Salvation Army and the people that man the posts. They're saying Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas like they used to, and I'm just wondering if that was some kind of a company policy change.
I don't think so. I think that, you know, they've been pretty unapologetic about their, you know, the Salvation Army is very unapologetic about their mission and their commission and what they say. And Jordan, you've done some checking.
That's
just
right.
Now.
I mean, their name themselves, everyone knows what they mean. Salvation Army is the name. And I just went right to their website, and there's a message from the general of the Salvation Army, and it's about being wise at Christmas. So not worried about and talking about Christmas. Again, the Salvation Army wears it on their sleeve, what they are.
Which is a great
name,
thing,
which is
right?
About salvation.
So, yeah, so they're not afraid.
And it could be one person that works for the thousands of people who do that across the country.
And some of those are volunteers.
Right, a lot of those are volunteers who do that for the Salvation Army. So they can't, of course, control everything that comes out of everyone's mouth that does it. But in general, no, the Salvation Army has been very unapologetic about that. Let's go back to the phones. Richard from California on line 6. Richard, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Richard.
Good morning, Jay, and thank you so much for what you do for Christians.
Thanks.
What I wanted to ask you, sir, I came from Bethlehem, and in Bethlehem I was persecuted by not only Muslims, but also Jews, that they won't allow us to even mention Christ to any Jew or bring Christ to any Jew because it's punishable by up to 5 years in jail. But nobody speaks about Jay.
Well, here's the situation in it. Let me get you, believe me, we're very familiar with the situation in Bethlehem. There are, you know, Richard, there's no Jews in Bethlehem. There's very few Christians left, as you know. Any kind of proselytizing, as it's called, you're right, but this part, overt proselytizing, as they call it, is not allowed in Israel because, it's deemed to be a Jewish state. You don't often see in Bethlehem, members of the Jewish community from there at all. But Bethlehem is quickly becoming a predominantly Muslim area, and it's under Palestinian Authority control. Jordan's kind of our resident expert on the PA, and that is a Palestinian Authority area.
It is, and the mayor of Bethlehem is a Christian. There have obviously been problems throughout the West Bank with some of the offshoots of Hamas operating there and other smaller terrorist organizations, but in reality, there are Christians in the PA. The mayor of Bethlehem has to be a Christian under law, though Hamas is
Which is interesting. What does that mean? That the mayor of the town, even though the town is now going predominantly Muslim...
It's part of the laws, you know, that were formed when the city, because of the church there and the religious significance. And then again, in Israel, it's also the proselytization rules really only apply to non-citizens of Israel. If you're a citizen of Israel, you have freedom of speech rights and you can talk about whatever you want. And you'll actually see people on the streets there witnessing for various Jewish sects, talking about different religions. Proselytizing on the street if you're a citizen
Messianic Jews
of the
do
country.
It too,
yeah, right?
Right,
if you're a citizen of the country.
Yeah, so it's a difference between, Richard, citizens and non-citizens, and that's how it plays in there. Let's go right back to the phones.
Jerry's calling from Michigan on line 3. Jerry, welcome to JSecure Live.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi, guys. I just came back from a trip to the Holy Land, and as a Christian, I was quite concerned with what I saw over there as far as what the last caller just commented on about the Christian persecution that's going on over there and the flight of Christians from the Holy Land, and a lot of that...
You have to be specific, Jerry, with the Holy Land, though, because it's not the entire state of Israel. It's the Palestinian territories, primarily Gaza, to a limited extent the West Bank, but it's really the Gaza region is where you're seeing the most difficulty. And then Bethlehem, you're right. I mean, there's been a flee out of Bethlehem, although that's starting to stabilize somewhat.
Yeah, I know. You don't have to tell me the difference between the Holy Land. I just made that as a reference point. But Bethlehem is really almost at this point a prison. I mean, it's almost completely surrounded by that separation barrier. And
well, you know why the separation barrier is there?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you're going to tell me why.
Well, no, I'm not trying to be confrontational.
I know why it's there. I mean, obviously they claim it's to keep terrorists out, but I also see it as a land grab too in that area.
Well, I disagree with you on both. I mean, it's under Palestinian Authority control, Bethlehem. Number one. Number two, it's to keep terrorists out. And the fence has been significant in that regard.
And here's a thing, Jerry, that I like to point out to people, too. Israel was in a war. They took all of this territory in war. Just like the wars that go on around the world. This happened in World War II. This happens throughout history. When someone comes to fight you and you beat them and you take their land, it's your land. When you beat them in a war and they start the war. And Israel actually decided to give some of that back. And they gave it back to the PA and they gave Gaza to the people who elected Hamas. And you know what? Those people decided that they did not want to be part of Israel. They said, we don't want to be part of this. We want our own place. And because of terrorists being involved in those countries, you've got to do something to protect your borders. We don't have open borders here in the United States either. And we're not surrounded by people who try to come in and blow themselves up.
Yeah. And then, Jerry, the one other thing, and I want you to comment quickly on this, is I found that you're trying to see this balance of security and access take place. And that's not easy. You've been in the Middle East, it sounds like. You know that's not an easy mix. I mean, balancing the national security interests of Israel and the Palestinian Authority, for that matter. They're trying to maintain, you know, they don't want to see what happened in Gaza happen in the West Bank.
Well, that's true, but as an American citizen, as a Christian who was traveling with a Palestinian Christian from the U.S., because of that, we were detained for over 2 hours.
Listen, I've been detained also, and everybody has. I mean, that's just, I hate to break it to you, Jerry, that's part of the deal when you're going traveling in the Middle East. We were coming back between Jordan and Israel. We've only got about 50 seconds left here, and you were detained probably for an hour.
Yeah, right, for whatever. They just want to ask questions, talk to you about it, and what you've got flagged on a thing. And, of course, if you're traveling with somebody else who's got a different passport and things like
they
want to know. They always want to know, who are your friends there? Where are your friends? Do you have friends that are Palestinians? Do you have friends that are Jews?
That's the nature of when you're dealing with the Middle East. And talking about the Middle East, folks, as we get ready to close this broadcast out, you go to your phones right now. Sign, last day to do it. Sign that petition to the UN. We're on the threshold of victory. You should be a part of it. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. You're signing on against the organization of the Islamic Conference. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. I'm going to send you that DVD when you call in as well that we shot in Israel. If you want to make a year-end donation to the ACLJ, ACLJ.org. You call now, 877-989-2255.